Hello there, and welcome to another Eurogamer newscast. And this week we're talking about CD Projekt and its fountain of announcements this week. Joining me as ever, it's the Eurogamer news reporting team. We've got Ed Nightingale.
Hello.
Victoria Kennedy.
Hello.
Ishraq Zuban.
Hello.
And I'm Tom Phillips. And we're talking about three Witcher games, a Cyberpunk sequel, some more Witcher games, another Cyberpunk thing, and a brand new franchise from CD Projekt. They really just laid everything on the table, it feels like, this week in an avalanche of announcements to investors and the public. And some of this stuff we knew we were expecting, like the next Witcher stuff. Some of the stuff we weren't expecting at all, like a full-blown sequel to Cyberpunk, as they've described it. And some of the stuff that we were expecting, there's no mention here of the Cyberpunk multiplayer standalone AAA project, which they've talked about before, seemingly not there. Or is it? We'll be talking about all of that. Ed, you've been off on holiday this week and very busy, so I appreciate maybe you were not aware of this all happening when it did. It was late Tuesday-ish, I think, UK time. But have you caught up today? Are you surprised by the amount of stuff that they just revealed all in one go?
Yeah, it's a lot of information. It's a lot of code names. It's quite confusing to sort of work out what is what. They've gone sort of full Marvel on this and just laid out everything that they're doing for the next few years, which I actually quite like, because it means that at least now we know what's coming. We can hold them accountable to that. And it feels like after the Cyberpunk fiasco, let's say, they are trying to be a bit more transparent and open about this is what we're doing now. This is what our plan is. And I think, actually, I appreciate that. It's nice to know how much they've got planned. It's good to know that they're not dropping Cyberpunk anytime soon. It's good to know that they've still got a ton of Witcher stuff in development, which isn't surprising, I don't think. It's such a big franchise. It's almost surprising that we've had not very much since The Witcher 3, to be honest. So it's good to know that they've got so much in development. But yeah, it's nice that they're being transparent about it, I think.
Victoria, why? I mean, Ed mentioned Cyberpunk there, and obviously that casts a very long shadow.
Yes.
Is that the reason, do you think, that they are announcing all of this now to sort of build back confidence? Or, you know, we've seen lots of leaks recently. Or do you think that they just want to copy Marvel? Why do you think that they're doing all of this right now?
See, I don't know. And I do get slightly anxious that they are, just to play devil's advocate here. They are letting us know a lot of stuff that they're releasing over the next, what, decade-ish. I know we don't have an exact time frame for all of this stuff. But then I kind of feel that they had Cyberpunk was announced, what, like 10 years ago, as in Cyberpunk 2077. And we all saw how that turned out. And I now just worry that they're going to be potentially hoisting themselves on their own petard and sort of, like, they've got this layout, but we knew that Cyberpunk was coming before and that still didn't really work in their favour. So maybe they should have played their cards closer to their chest. Like, I'm not really... I agree with what Ed said in the sense, like, I do appreciate the transparency and, you know, they are potentially getting ahead of, like you said, leakers and things, because we all know how leakers are. But then also, they, like, looking at their content, that is a lot of stuff that they have coming. And I just hope that they can, I don't know, live up to, I suppose, the ideas of what it wants. I don't know.
Without
I'm
the same issues from Cyberpunk, and, you know, not just the release issues and the technical problems that had, but also the issues,
like the crunch issues as well. Like, there's a lot of stuff there, and I know that we have we wrote a story yesterday about how they've got this new studio happening in North America and things, and so they are expanding their team, and they mentioned that they're looking to, you know, look into the talent pool of North America. But it still just feels like there's a lot on their plate for essentially what is one development company, even though it's multiple studios.
Yeah, they're launching a new studio in Boston, which I didn't realize until yesterday, and Victoria told me is famous for its baked beans.
It is. Yeah.
Really?
Baked beans.
I didn't know that.
That's a thing.
Baked beans. No, I looked it up. There's a Wikipedia article.
I mean, I knew the tea party, but not the bean party.
Yeah, the Red Sox. Baked beans? I don't know. Maybe in England, we're just spoiled by Heinz, and we just don't. We're not aware.
Beans, Heinz.
If you're in America and you've heard of baked beans from Boston, let us know.
I hate baked beans as it is, but that's a whole other tangent. So.
Oh, man.
I didn't derail us this time, in my defense. That was on Tom.
Let's break down what they announced, because there's a lot. We knew already that they were doing a new Witcher game, and we've covered it on the site. We wrote a whole article about the medallion that they showed off, which was a Lynx.
It's a Lynx, yeah.
So we knew one was coming, but we didn't know three were coming, and they termed it as a new trilogy, clearly trying to evoke the happy memories of running around with Geralt and all of that. And that's coming out over the course of 6 or 7 years. And the first one's not coming out for at least 3 years. So it really is like a decade of Witcher that they're sort of talking about here.
I mean, I think when they're saying their 6 year timeline, though, I think a lot of people are like, that's ridiculous. It's one every 2 years. But I think it's going to be like start of the 6 year is one, 3 years in will be two. Then on the sixth year, it'll be three. So I think it'll be 3 years between each one rather than two.
I hope so. It's an interesting, it reminded me of the scope and the ambition of the Mass Effect series, which, I mean, it's very rare for a developer to come out and say, we're going to do three AAA blockbuster, like these are not small games, right? Big open world RPGs. And we're going to do a full trilogy, you know, with our story. And that's the ambition. And like EA, BioWare struggled. Like Mass Effect 2 famously, you know, they put it together in not very long. Mass Effect 3 had its own issues when it came out with the story and the fact that things were, you know, they were on a tight schedule. And I just, this is extremely ambitious. But it's also really interesting because when you think about big games, you think, well, how long are they each going to be supported? And you see, like, Valhalla, Assassin's Creed, has had 2 full years of support, a massive expansion this year. Are they just not going to do that with these Witcher games? And instead, they're just going to do one big launch and then no DLC afterwards and say, come back in 2 years. And actually, we'll be working on Witcher 5. To follow which four,
but then if you see what they're doing with Cyberpunk, they've said that there is going to be only that is it Phantom Liberty, and that is their only planned expansion for 2077. So maybe that is they're going to do more condensed DLC offerings for a wider variety of games.
I think it's more than that. I think the way I see this entire roadmap is this is CD Projekt Red sort of expanding and sort of having a show of force, saying that we can be on the same league as the big publishers, EA, Ubisoft, Activision, you name it. We're going to have multiple AAA games with expansions. It's just whether or not they can actually fulfill those promises. And they don't have a proven track record, unfortunately. So we just don't know at this stage.
So you think they're potentially biting off more than they can chew to sort of prove themselves?
Yeah, I'm a bit apprehensive. It's a lot they've now announced. That's the thing. While I do appreciate the transparency, there is an advantage of them sort of keeping these things secret, that they could just, if they are overstretched, they could can a project with potentially us never knowing. I mean, leaks do come. But yeah, it's a lot on their plate now, and I just don't know if they can do it yet.
It is interesting that they've not put a single date on any of this stuff. They've talked, like, the new Witcher game, Witcher 4, whatever it's called, is at least 3 years out. But apart from that, we really don't have dates for any of this. So I guess all they can do is delay. But they have, you're right, Ishrek, committed to this publicly. And it's interesting hearing you talk about, you know, standing up there with the big boys. And, I mean, I think of BioWare, which is funded by EA, massive company, and it's struggling. Well, not struggling, maybe that's the wrong word, but it is certainly not announcing the kind of project slate that CD Projekt Red announced this week. We know that it has Dragon Age Dreadwolf in production. Maybe 18 months out now, hopefully, maybe 2 years. That's been worked on for 5 years plus already. We know they've got a next Mass Effect, but they've not said anything about that. They're certainly not announcing a new trilogy and a new IP and all of this other stuff. It's so, so ambitious.
Yeah, so... I think that trilogy alone is ambitious to do in the time. But then there's these two other Witcher games that are being done by third parties. So they're clearly expanding outwards. But I think they are realizing how big the Witcher brand already is and can be. And trying to get other developers involved as well. And there's a lot of speculation about who that other third party is going to be.
Who do you think?
Oh, well, I mean, it could be anyone.
Yeah, so we've got Project Sirius, which is by the... is it the Flame and the Flood developer, Molasses Flood?
Molasses Flood, yeah.
And Project Canis Majoris by an unnamed third party. Do you think, Ed, that these are going to be sandwiched in between the other Witcher games to keep sort of interest ticking over, maybe in place of expansions?
That would certainly make sense. You know, trying to do a full trilogy in the time frame that we've discussed, having these other games in between keeps things ticking over that they don't have to, you know, worry about as much. I think it also gives an opportunity to introduce new characters, introduce new side stories. There's been a lot of chat about where the story is going, especially in terms of Ciri. I don't know if Ciri will end up being the protagonist of this new trilogy, or is Ciri Canis Majoris? And you know, is the lead in this other side story. You know, there's a lot of potential there. It feels like we've been leading towards, I mean, the books or the TV show, if you've watched those, and then the games are definitely leading it towards it being Ciri's story more than Geralt's, really. And I can imagine them sort of going full in on a Ciri game, whether that's the trilogy or a spin-off. You know, maybe people are too attached to Geralt and want to, you know, don't want to lose Geralt.
I could definitely see him as the sort of the mentor figure in these games, but yeah, I think we're done playing as him now.
I had heard a few people say that it was a Geralt trilogy. I hadn't actually heard that officially confirmed, but I've seen a few people saying that that is what it is.
I think it's speculation at this point. I don't think anyone,
because I assumed it would be a Ciri situation.
She does know a lot. You ask her the weather, she'll tell you.
I knew someone would get in a joke like that at some point.
Oh, I get it now.
Shocking joke. Absolutely.
Are you serious?
You canis be serious, Majoris. They're all named after star constellations. Yeah. Canis Majoris is Greater Dog or Big Dog.
Serious,
which was
a dog.
A nickname for Boris Johnson, wasn't it? Save Big Dog. Maybe it's a Boris Johnson Witcher game. There we go.
No.
He hasn't got much to do these days. That.
God. That's what can you imagine?
From what I've seen, they're related to constellations about bears and wolves, which are the different Witcher schools.
To the that. Witcher ones, oh, that's cool. Yeah. That Orion and Hadar aren't, as far as I'm aware. But Orion and Hadar aren't from the Witcher series. So.
Yeah,
Sirius is a dog, and Canis is dog.
Orion is the codename for Cyberpunk 2, which they have said is a full-blown sequel, and that's... being made out of the Boston studio that we mentioned earlier, and joining that studio, flying over from Poland to the baked bean capital of the world is Paweł Sasko and a number of other high profile members of the original Cyberpunk team. And they're also going to be working in conjunction with the existing Cyberpunk studio in Vancouver, home of the tax breaks. So that's what they're going to be doing. And then Poland, presumably, is going to be all witchery. And that's how
they're
it's going to be divided.
They'll still be working alongside the devs in Warsaw for the Cyberpunk game. But I assume most of the production will be happening in Boston.
Something that just occurred to me is they were talking about how, this is like old news, but they were transitioning from their proprietary Red Engine to the Unreal Engine. And I think that's part of the key thing about churning out so many games, is that they can do the collaboration. Whereas one of the core problems with Cyberpunk 2077 was that you'd have a lot of churn in terms of developers, and they'd have to retrain to learn to use the new engine. Whereas I think most developers know how to use Unreal Engine, which should make it a lot easier to like produce games, which is why they probably can expand it out to third-party studios.
And that's probably why they're moving to Boston as well, to try and get some of that American and Canadian talent, you know, who are more familiar with that engine. And it makes sense to keep the Witcher stuff based in Poland because it's a Polish franchise. It's a Polish author.
That is true. Yeah. We knew that Witcher was going to be Unreal Engine 5. The expectation is that Cyberpunk 2 will be as well. And I made this joke already on Twitter. But as we all know, Epic does have a model already lying around of Keanu Reeves. So they just import that from the Matrix experience and then put him in Fortnite when Cyberpunk 2 comes out inevitably.
More Keanu. Yeah.
Geralt is not yet in Fortnite, which I'm absolutely sure will change when they are ready to ship this first.
Geralt shooting a gun?
Spider-Man shooting a gun?
You think that was in the contract when they were signing it with Epic? Like, yeah, we'll give you Unreal Engine free of charge, but you put Geralt in Fortnite.
They probably make more money that way, to be honest. But we joke. This is basically Epic's spiel. Like, they have very close ties with people like Gearbox, Borderlands, and we've seen characters from Borderlands end up there. Even Goat Simulator, you can now play as a goat man in Fortnite if you pre-order Goat Simulator 3.
Are you kidding me?
Very good.
While we're on the Witcher,
back on holiday.
While we're on The Witcher, where is The Witcher 3 remaster or whatever they're calling it?
Yes.
Because that's not on the roadmap.
Very good question.
Yeah,
it wasn't on the roadmap. They said it still this year, but we're at 6th of October now that we're recording today, and there's less than 3 months left of the year.
So the last we heard was they were moving the development in-house, wasn't it? And it was previously at a third-party studio. And I think they weren't happy with the work that was going on over there. And we haven't heard anything since then.
Yeah, last I heard was that it had moved. I'm pretty sure that was for The Witcher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's also, isn't there some DLC tied in with the Netflix show?
I didn't know that.
Oh, is it?
Oh, I made that up.
Oh, no, sorry, Witcher.
For The Witcher.
No, The Witcher. Oh, I hadn't.
I completely made that up.
I thought.
Quick Google.
You said it with such certainty that I was like, I've just missed this.
Yeah. Furious
Maybe.
Googling
okay.
happening.
Maybe that's got lost alongside the next current gen update.
Oh no, that's Cyberpunk multiplayer.
And the Cyberpunk multiplayer. Yeah. Good point, Victoria. One thing we've not mentioned actually from the announcements this week was quite an interesting. You're right. We're getting Witcher 3.
I've looked it up on this website called Eurogamer.net. 10th of July 2021, so it might be out of date. Witcher 3 is getting DLC inspired by the Netflix show.
I'm so glad I didn't write that because I would have been really horrified I'd forgotten.
It was written by Wes.
Well,
so we can blame him if it's wrong.
Or they just delayed it. But yes, yeah, so what's happening with Cyberpunk multiplayer? And an interesting thing they said this week was that their single player projects will have multiplayer added to enhance them. And I mean, I keep saying this over and over, but where's the multiplayer project for Cyberpunk? Is Project Orion what that standalone AAA multiplayer experience that they've been tinkering with for years and years and years?
Is
that morphed into that?
But then the question is then if their new games are on Unreal Engine, I don't think it would be if they were already developing a multiplayer component for under the old engine. So it's hard to say unless they scrapped it all, which is potentially what they did, but it's really hard to say.
Sorry, Victoria, you go.
I was going to say, because how long ago did they announce this multiplayer? Was it before they then started having to do all the enhancements for the current base game?
They've been talking about it for at least 5 years. I remember sitting at E3, so you're talking at least E3 2019, talking to Pavel Sasko about multiplayer. And, you know, it's a thing that they've been experimenting with for a while. More recently, they said it's a standalone AAA experience, but pre-Cyberpunk coming out. And I just wonder, like, is there an appetite? Is there an audience for Cyberpunk multiplayer right now?
I mean, it has had, the game itself has had quite the renaissance since Edge Runners came out. We've written about it a few times on the site. So, I mean, people are definitely playing Cyberpunk.
They are. But if you're into the Cyberpunk anime, the storyline, does that mean that you also want to... Do people want to use that world to go around and shoot each other? If that is even what they are doing, you know, the speculation is they want to do like a GTA Online Cyberpunk.
Well, that's the thing. Better to do it now, right, than when the next GTA comes out, because that's really, really fierce competition. And I don't think they'd win that, to be honest.
No, but just based on the popularity of GTA Online currently.
Yeah. I mean, for sure, GTA 6 would be probably the best-selling game beating GTA 5. Like, it's almost like a certainty. It'd be very difficult for them to compete with that.
Yeah, so they'd have to pre-release it in the next year at least, wouldn't they? To get...
I do feel like a sort of cyberpunk MMO makes sense. I mean, for me, the one thing that I... not one thing, there are multiple things I didn't like about Cyberpunk, but for me, there was a real tension between them trying to tell a very specific story, which is essentially not V's, it's Johnny Silverhand's, which is Keanu Reeves' character. You're basically playing as him, and you don't really get a chance to role play. It's kind of them telling a very specific story, but then in this huge open world where you can be anyone and do anything, but then we haven't actually made half of it, so sorry, the world's empty. And I would love for them to either focus on that and make it a huge MMO where you can be anyone and you can do anything and interact in this amazing city, which the city is the star of the show here. Like, it's not V or whatever else. It's Night City. And yeah, the sure, detail they put into that and having an MMO where you can explore that, I think would be amazing. Well, on the other hand, I would love for them to just do a really linear narrative game, which essentially is, I think, why Edge Runners is successful, because it's based in that world, but it's telling a very specific story without all the open world rubbish that they failed at. And I think that's maybe why people have been drawn to Edge Runners, because it's so story focused. And I think I'd love for them to focus on one of those, but not try and do both.
Well, I was going to say, I think if they were only working on another Cyberpunk sequel and another Witcher game, I feel like they'd have enough resources to expand what they came out with Cyberpunk 2077, and maybe have an MMO or at least an expanded game. But given that they have so many projects on the line and they've really stretched themselves, I just don't think they'll be able to do that. So I fear that we're just going to get like a Cyberpunk 2077 part 2 where it sort of doesn't know what kind of game it wants to be, which would be quite unfortunate in my opinion.
Yes,
I know a lot of people though were missing the gang warfare aspect of the base game. So I don't know if that's something they would implement into any multiplayer, or if that's maybe what they're considering.
That would work.
Maybe. Maybe they can put back wall running.
Like a Splatfest-style gang situation.
Splatfest. Paint, what was the Cyberpunk
Splatfest? Let's paint
Splatfest
Night City.
What do you all think, then, is going to be the Hadar, given that we've got Cyberpunk, which is very futuristic, and then The Witcher, which is not futuristic, but fantasy.
I hope it's something completely out there. But
all they've said is it's another RPG. But yeah, in terms of settings, you've got... Look at Bioware, you've got the same. You've got sci-fi. I guess Cyberpunk is sci-fi, sort of. Not really. And you've got fantasy. I mean, would they do space?
That's what I was thinking. Compete with Starfield.
Starfield, Mass Effect 5.
There's definitely an audience for that. I would eat
so
that.
So many space games at the moment, though. It's like the race for space, but yeah, in the video game world.
I still think there's room. I would like to see one.
This is quite generic, but pirates? Like, I'm not really sold on... I've never really been sold on Sea of Thieves because it's so... it's a live service in that you just repeat jobs endlessly, and
I tried so hard to get into that game, but it's very hollow. It's just
I want a pirate game with a really strong story.
Well, we've got Squally Bones Black Flag from Ubisoft.
Oh yeah,
I want a pirate game with a really strong story.
Just play Black Flag again. I'm sure you've played that.
You got Lego Pirates of the Caribbean.
Play Return to Monkey Island.
I really should.
You should. It's great.
I don't know. In a Pirates game, but I don't know. They could do it.
I don't know if I'd want another space, especially not another space horror. Like we're spoiled for space horror.
There's a lot of space at the moment.
Ooh, under the water. Let's go the other direction.
Like a Bioshock.
Yeah, let's do that. That'd I say be let's. Interesting. CDPR, you can do that. we're not doing it.
This thing, it could be absolutely anything. Is it going to be based on an existing IP that they just haven't said, like The Witcher? Or is this a complete creation?
No,
or
Cyberpunk? It's a
new IP. Complete creation?
It's a new IP.
It could be absolutely anything.
Ooh.
Is there anything you would want it to be? Like a genre that you'd like to see them tackle as an RPG?
I mean, if they're saying it's an RPG, then that's fine. That's them sticking to their roots. Maybe they can actually make one this time instead of Cyberpunk.
So salty.
Wow.
But it's too easy to be shady. I'm sorry. In terms of settings, I could tell you a million things that I don't want it to be, which is the same as everything else. Like, I don't want a game set in space because that's boring. I don't want another game set in Japan because there are a million of those at the moment.
All right,
I don't want something set in a modern day America.
You know what?
I don't want a farming sim.
I actually agree with Ed though. I think whatever the genre, it'd be good to like look up parts of the world that just are never covered in video games. There's plenty of it. I think it'd be really good.
Or give us medieval fantasy, but with a completely different spin on it somehow.
But then it'd compete with Witcher IP, wouldn't it?
Depends what it is. I mean, I think what people like about The Witcher, and this is partly because of the source material, is that it has that sort of low fantasy, gritty, sort of slightly more political feel to it, rather than it being, you know, high fantasy.
Yeah.
Maybe they'd want to do something more high fantasy instead. Or maybe they want to take that grittiness but put it in a different setting somehow.
I think, though, whatever they do, if they do something even remotely similar to Witcher or Cyberpunk, those genres are so well known that if they do release something similar, they're going to be like, well, it's not The Witcher or it's not Cyberpunk.
Yeah. It needs to be different.
Well, if they go off the window like a racing game, just something you just don't expect.
It will be an RPG. Maybe it'll be a racing RPG. It's Sonic the Hedgehog. BioWare did a Sonic RPG. The Hedgehog.
I'd play that.
Oh, look at your eyes go all misty there.
Sonic Dark Side Chronicles, isn't that what it was called? The BioWare game? Did you ever play that?
I didn't. And I remember seeing it thinking, I really want to play that at some point, and I just never got around to it. And I presume it's quite hard to find copies now.
Yeah.
I never looked.
It was the lowest rated BioWare game until Anthem came out.
Oh. Wow.
Ouch.
What a title.
So, which of these projects are you most excited about?
Which of these projects?
Yeah, which of these?
Oh, goodness me.
The new Witcher.
I think the new Witcher trilogy.
4.
Yeah. I think Witcher
I'm
for me.
As a fan of narrative-based role-playing games and huge scope and ambition and, you know, the Mass Effect trilogy is still probably my favourite game series of all time. I just love it. I love the balls of just them saying, yeah, we're doing a trilogy. That to me suggests that they have really big plans, big ideas that are too big for one game, and they want to take players on a journey. And I love the idea that, just as we had with Mass Effect, that a new generation of players will experience a story over, you know, 6 years of like epic proportions, and that gets me really excited.
I like the idea of The Witcher just because I generally prefer that setting. I wasn't really into the whole cyberpunk futuristic aesthetic, which is probably one of the reasons I didn't particularly enjoy the game. But I like The Witcher setting, so for me, The Witcher trilogy would be the most interesting. Unless they come out with some underwater Hadar stuff, then I'll be on board with that.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm like the complete opposite to Victoria. I really like the cyberpunk vibe. I was obviously quite disappointed with 2077. I just hope now they have a second chance at it, they really do flesh it out and do like a proper game. Like maybe full RPG mechanics and all sorts of quest lines and dialogue. That'd be like my dream come true. But
Flying cars.
I'm keeping my expectations.
Keanu Reeves romance.
With no Keanu Reeves, that's my one. That's my one like condition.
Ah, controversial. What about you, Ed?
There kind of is a Keanu Reeves romance, kind of.
There's a mod, hey, isn't there?
Well, in your head.
Isn't that how it all works? They put the mods inside your head.
Yeah, like, he's in your head, but yeah.
Yeah. I am interested the most in whichever game has you playing as Ciri. And I don't know if that is the spin-off or the trilogy, but I am excited to play as a different character in that world. I would also love it if one of those was playing as Yennefer, just being an absolute boss witch. I think that would be really cool. But I suspect we'll end up just playing as Geralt again. But yeah, whichever one I think is Ciri, I think will be a different enough spin on that world. Because I love The Witcher 3, but I would love to be able to play as a different character, I think, and have a slightly different take on it. But I think similar to Ishraq, I'm also intrigued to see what they can do with Orion in terms of Cyberpunk, and can they actually fulfill what they tried to do the first time? I think people will be very much anticipating that.
None of us have said multiplayer.
Good point.
I don't like playing with other people.
That's not why I play video games. Yeah. I feel that way about CD Projekt Red stuff, definitely. Cool. Well, maybe we'll hear more by next week. We're not going to hear more by next week. This is going to be. We'll still be talking about when's Witcher 5 coming out in 5 years' time, probably. But do join us next week. We'll have something else to talk about, I'm sure. In the meantime, where can people find you on Twitter, Ed?
You can find me at Ed_Knights.
And Victoria?
I have forgotten. Little chop shop gal. My gosh, I had a complete mind blank.
It's been a long week.
A
lot going on.
Ishraq? Sorry.
Lost my train of thought. It's ISHRXU_.
And I'm Tom Fitz. I'm. It doesn't matter. Who cares? Speak to you next week. Thank you. See you next time, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you then.
Bye.